You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1995. With news from the front page, here's Fred Fobey.
Thank you, the lovely Chris Connor. On our last edition, we had so much material I had no time to reply and pass on some information. So let's get into some of what we missed here. First of all, I think that Tim Handel has a good suggestion in limiting some of the non-essential information on the Muses. As the editors will tell you, I've been after them for a long time to keep things short, sweet, and to the point. I'd like to provide as much information on the magazine as possible with what time we have. With that in mind, let me fill you in on a few facts from here in the office. As you know, the post office has issued a postal increase. The postage rate has gone up from 52 cents per tape to 55 cents per tape, which is an increase of 36 cents per member per year. For now, I don't see any reason to increase the subscription cost to the magazine. However, we will need to watch our expenses very carefully. And this means that those of you that have reported missing or damaged tapes, we need your cooperation. Please report the missing or damaged tapes to your local post office before contacting us. I realize that it may be difficult for some of you, but if we continue to send out tapes at the present level we're doing right now, we're going to have to find another way to subsidize paying for those tapes. Speaking of tapes, I'd like to thank each and every one of you who filled out the surveys that we sent out. We didn't get a 100% return, but it was better than I thought. And the information that you passed on to us was very interesting, and there were a lot of great ideas. Your input is always necessary for the future of the DX Audio Service, and because of this, we will be making some changes which I think will please everyone in the club. I'll detail some of those changes a little bit later on in the magazine. On the January edition of the Musings, you heard a comment about a whistle or noise on the tape due to the digital editor. Well, fortunately, it was not the digital editor, but we did discover a problem with our duplicator. And that was also the reason for the delay in shipping the After Dark No. 5 issues. As I was duplicating tapes on our last edition, I noticed that there was a problem with some tapes not being recorded. At that point, I knew I had to get the machine fixed, and while it was being fixed, I rearranged some of the material on the DX Audio Service After Dark so that you had some more up-to-date information. But the bottom line is that everything should have been shipped out by last Wednesday, so in the future, I don't think I'll be making any announcements on tapes being available until after we have several dozen recorded and in the bag, so to speak. If you have a tape that has a whistle on it, or for any tape which is not copyright, please send it back to us with a note attached just telling us that you need it recopied. In fact, the easiest way to do that is just to write on the lower left-hand corner of the box, "Recopy." That way we know what to do with it. We've had several tapes arrive here with no return address and no instructions on what to do with it. So, obviously, the tapes just go back into the bin and get reused. So, please write on them that you need them recopied, and as long as you tell us what you want done with the tapes, there's no problem. Johnny Gott made reference to the closing of the Voice of America facility in Mason, Ohio, or Bethany, Ohio, depending on which side of the highway you're standing on. On After Dark number 5, you're going to hear a hour-plus interview with John Vodnik, who was an engineer at the VOA site. It's interesting to listen to this because shortly after we recorded the interview here in the studio, the station was shut off and all the engineers were dismissed. There's also some interesting circumstances and facts that you may not have heard on some of the other media shows and DX programs. After Dark number 5 is a 12-cassette set of C90 tapes in a binder which we're making available for the sinfully low price of $19.95 to U.S. addressees, since this is our 10th anniversary, folks, and this is 1995. Clever segue, huh? And you can contact the National Radio Club's Publication Center at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, to order. Again, 1995 to U.S. addressees. All other places, please write for information. As many of you know, I've been on the road quite frequently and involved in work activities, both with the television station and my own business, for the last 6 to 9 months. And because of this, we're going to be installing a new phone system here at the studio. The new system will take the place of several phone lines, and one of them is going to be the action line. So please be aware that the phone number might change in the very near future. Now, this new email system will allow members to leave not only private email to myself, to Debbie, and who knows, maybe even Connie, and will also allow you to get the latest CPC test information and other information. So as soon as we get that all hooked up and bug-free, that will be available to you, and we'll probably be announcing that on a future edition of the DX Audio Service. I'm also looking for help on two projects which are kind of important to the club. The first project is a indexing of all past DX Audio Service issues. Now, since the January edition and the digital editor, we now have the ability to detail what is on the tape right to the second. What I'd like to do is get all the past editions indexed as well. Now, what I would need to know is what is on the tape, some program details, approximate start times. Now, if you don't have the back issues, they will be furnished to you. The second project, and this is more important than the first, is I'm trying to put together a list of all the magazines for the blind and audio services, including radio shows, networks, talking book services, SCA program providers, and tape magazines. Now, what I'd like to do is get the name of the show or the magazine, the name of the editor in charge, the address, phone number, and fax number. If you know of any services, please let me know. Just drop me a card or a letter and send it to us here at the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. Looking through the studio glass, I see a gentleman which looks a lot like Jerry Starr, so let's swing it over to Studio B.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. We have three switches on the audio service this month, and we start with reference number 354, and there were three call letter changes. On 550, WAME Statesville, North Carolina becomes WHYM. 1450 WMOC Chattanooga, Tennessee, changing their long-standing call to WLMR. And on 1560, that new station in Altoona, Wisconsin will be WAJP. Applications from existing facilities, well, those applications revolving around WOWO have finally hit the floor. On 1190 WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana, will reduce night power to 9,800 watts. This will also include a modification of their night directional pattern. And, of course, also on 1190, WLIB in New York City will go full-time by adding 30,000 watts at night. No antenna specifications have been supplied yet, so there will be a change in antenna system and more information forthcoming on WLIB. Grants to existing facilities on 560 WHND Monroe, Michigan will be going full-time by adding 14 watts at night and relocating their transmitter site. Their antenna will become U3. Some interesting items in otherness. On 690 KUSD, Vermilion, South Dakota, license for this station has been canceled. The station's tower toppled, and the state board, who runs the college, decided to not spend the funds to rebuild it. The University of South Dakota has a high-powered FM station and evidently felt the AM was no longer needed. So, unfortunately, you can scratch this historic old facility out of your log. 750 WPDX Clarksburg, West Virginia. This silent station has returned to the air after extensive transmitter repairs. 890 WBMA in Dedham, Massachusetts. This station now operating full-time. Previously, it had been operating days only. It's a new station. 960 WLPR Pritchard, Alabama. This silent station is on the air. And on 1090 WXBK Albertville, Alabama, another silent station that has returned to the air. An interesting item on 1270 KTRT in Clearmore, Oklahoma. Fred Weinberg, who owns this station and also holds a construction permit to go to 1640 in the expanded band, claims that he will take this 1270 facility off the air on the very first day he puts the 1640 expanded band station on the air. And this may very well win the race to be the very first operation on the new band. And finally, on 1610, although we don't normally deal in international items here on AM Switch, is kind of an interesting news article. Caribbean Beacon on Anguilla has announced the upgrade of their 1610 facility from its present 50,000 watts non-directional, they share a single tower with their 690 station, to 200,000 watts into a directional antenna system with a gain of 12.5 dB. And before you drag out the calculators, we already did the math for you. Their effective radiated power will be 3,500,000 watts. That's 3.5 megawatts pointed toward the USA, and this cannot be good news for WEUP in Alabama, because they hold a construction permit to move to the expanded band, also on, you guessed it, 1610. Moving to AM switch number 355, call letter changes on 540 WGTO in Pine Hills, Florida. Amazing that they let that call go. They're changing to WWZN. On 680 KLDY, Lacey, Washington becomes KBRD. 1060 WNOE, New Orleans, Louisiana changes to WLNO. Another long-standing call is gone. 1460 KTNP, Lubbock, Texas changes to KBZO. 1490 WJRB, Bradenton, Florida becomes WYMZ. But don't mark that down yet, because in the next edition there's another change there. 1510 WSSH, Boston, Massachusetts becomes WNRB. 1540 KNNT, Kennett, Missouri becomes KBOA. An old Kennett call comes back, just on a different frequency. And on 1590 KSUV, McFarland, California becomes KJAZ. Here's something we don't see much of anymore, an application for a new AM station on 840 Colfax, Washington. Applies for 10,000 day, 280 watts at night. Applications from existing facilities, the first Canadian applying to move to the expanded band, CFOS in Owen Sound, Ontario on 560, would like to move to 1610. And on 690, KSTL, St. Louis, Missouri, wants to be full-time by adding 18 watts at night. Looking down into otherness on 540 CJSB, Ottawa, Ontario, on December the 18th, this station ceased operations for good. They've moved to FM. On 630 KIDD, Monterey, California, this silent station is on the air. 760 WCHP, Champlain, New York, what we thought was a construction permit for night operation on 750 was actually just an application and has never moved from the application stage. It was never granted. They are currently 25,000 watts D3 on 760. Their application for 240 watts at night on 750 is still just an application. 990 WTMM, Richmond, Virginia. This station is silent. On 1020 KFFR, Eagle River, Alaska is silent. 1120 WBNM, Gordon, Georgia. This silent station is now on the air. And on 1190 WMRE, Hughesville, Pennsylvania, this silent station has also returned to the air. They are rebroadcasting WRAK, the 1400 station in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. 1220 KRGO, Fowler, California, this silent station has returned to the air. On 1400 WNEX, Macon, Georgia, is silent. 1450 WCOX, Camden, Alabama, is silent. It's been reported that a disgruntled employee trashed the control room and then toppled the tower at WCOX, taking both the AM and the FM stations off the air. 1480 WKGF, Arcadia, Florida, is silent. 1520 WHRF, Bel Air, Maryland, in suburban D.C. This silent station has new ownership, and they are expected to return it to the air very soon. On 1580 WDMF, Knoxville, Tennessee, this silent station has returned to the air. And on 1590 KJAZ, McFarland, California, and we just told you about that new call letter change. Well, that station is silent, but that is pending a sale, and it may be back on by the time you hear this. Moving finally to reference number 356, many call letter changes on 540 WYLO, Jackson, Michigan, becoming WZER. On 610, KYJC, Medford, Oregon, becomes KRTA. 910, WBRJ, Marietta, Ohio, changing to WYLI. 950, WJPC, Chicago, Illinois, becomes WEJM. 1130, WHHR, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, becomes WFXH. On 1200, WKRL, North Syracuse, New York, becomes WTLA. 1250 KDHI, 29 Palms, California, changing to KQYN. 1310 WMTG, Dearborn, Michigan, changes to WDOZ. 1350 KYXZ, Cabot, Arkansas, becomes KBBL. On 1350 WWHL, Cocoa, Florida, changes to WMYM. 1420 KESY, Omaha, Nebraska, becomes KBBX. 1460 KRQC, Salinas, California, changing to KHTX. And we told you on 1490 that change in Bradenton wouldn't last long. They applied for and were granted WMYZ And before this silent station came back on the air, they changed again. The call now is WWPR. 1490 WAYE, Princeton, West Virginia, changing to WPVO. And on 1550 KQWB, West Fargo, North Dakota, becomes KQHK. One application from an existing facility of interest on 1100 WGCA, Woodbine, Georgia, has applied to relocate their transmitter site. Now, this would be inconsequential except for the fact that it probably indicates this station, which has been silent for many years, is planning to return to the air. When we make our annual trip to the races in Daytona, we pass right through Woodbine, and next month we'll check the status of this one for you and report back. Grants to existing facilities, one of interest on 1370 KFIR, Sweet Home, Oregon, will be moving to 720 kilohertz. They'll have 1,000 watts daytime, 184 watts at night, and the antenna will be U2. Moving on to otherness on 540 WWZN in Pine Hills, Florida. We just told you about their call letter change from their longstanding call of WGTO. They now relay WWNZ, the 1440 station in Winter Park, Florida, thus the call change. On 590 WSZZ, San Bernardino, California, this silent station has returned to the air. 620 KWFT, Wichita Falls, Texas, this station is silent and the entire facility is being moved to Plano, Texas. On 810 WSJC, McGee, Mississippi is silent. 830 WCRN, Worcester, Massachusetts, after several months of program testing, this new station is now officially on the air, and they relay WROL, the 950 station in Boston, Massachusetts. 870 KOWA, Lachlan, Nevada, this silent station has new owners who plan to return it to the air very soon. 940 WCND, Shelbyville, Kentucky, is silent. 950 CKKB, Barrie, Ontario, another station that is permanently moved to FM. You can cancel the 950 entry in your log. On 1060 WBIV, Natick, Massachusetts, this station currently silent, pending a sale. On 1460 WTMP, Tomo, Wisconsin, is silent. And that will just about wrap it up for this month's AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in 30 days with more info from the wonderful world of the AM broadcast band. And now, by the time you hear this, I'll be there. Florida, that is. Let's switch down to John Bowker for another edition of Travelog. John, it's your turn.
Good grief. Just as well you're planning a February trip down here to the Sun Coast, Jer. Oh, the temperature dipped into the 40s last night. Oh, Godfrey. Oh, it reached 70 degrees. As a matter of fact, right now as I talk to you, it's 10:30 in the morning. The temperature is 71 degrees, but... the panic was widespread around Sun City Center, I can tell you, with that cold air, sirens, you know, the whole bit. Well, no, I'm kidding, I guess. Well, everybody, we're back on a normal recording schedule once again for the Travelogue, and today we're going to begin the 1260 frequency. Frequency loaded with 65 radio stations in the United States, all broadcasting on the same channel. And yet there's no interference between them, is there? No. Now, as you know, my wife and I, we travel all over the country during the summer months. We pick our route as best we can in the motorhome to make tapes of AM stations we've not heard before. And in most cases, traveling in regions where there are no audio service members living, because so many of the you subscribers send in tapes of stations in your local area. But I've pulled all the station break recordings we have of stations that broadcast at 1260 off our many accumulator tapes, as we call them, and off the tapes that the members have sent in, of course. And we've arranged them into a program geographically today, starting in the Great Northeast, as we usually do, New England, to be exact. And we're going to zig and zag our way across the country this month and next, all at 1260 on the dial. Now, just before starting today, though, I want to thank Ernie Holt and Bob Rathbun, Fred Vobey, even? Well, not even, no. For the tapes you fellas have all sent in this month. Bob Rathbun included some cuts of the new radio program on WJIB in Cambridge and WKBR in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's a discussion program about what's new in radio broadcasting. Kind of, it would fit so nicely into this. We ought to see if we could arrange something. The moderator is Bob Bittner, who was our Nashua Convention speaker, and he hosts this weekly program. It's very interesting. Oh, and yes, several people have sent me local clippings about plans for the new all-digital radio satellite service. It hit the press, back about the first week in June. January, I should say. And I can dream, can't I? And it's exactly along the lines, as one of you pointed out, of the seminars that I gave back in 1992. Thanks for remembering. Appreciate it. Okay, we have over 60 stations on tape, operating at 1260 on the dial. And I imagine the way things go, we'll get to just about Florida by the time this session is over here. So let's get started on the February 1995 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
From 60 on your dial in Boston, this is WEZE. From ABC News, I'm John Grine.
Okay, we're going to go south into Connecticut now a little bit.
You're listening to Music for Sunday from WMMM and WDJF FM stereo in Westport, Connecticut.
Okay, cross the Hudson, right on the Hudson River this time. Yeah. Beacon is one city, Newburgh is across the river from it, right on the Hudson River. Okay, we'll go out west now in New York State, or halfway across the state, where Interstates 90 and, what is it, 81 or so cross.
Thanks for putting me on. Stand by for Ron Rich, up and coming at the, midnight? Or thereabouts. Ace newscaster, ace all-around good guy, ace disc jockey, and he's a really nice guy and everything else. And I want you to listen to him, all right? News is important, and give it a listen, all right? Yes!
WNPR in Syracuse.
52 degrees at midnight, Syracuse, baby!
The time is 12 o'clock.
Yeah, Phil Wayne picked that one up for me, because I'm never up at that time of night, so thanks, Phil. Before you left Syracuse, he did that. Now, this next tape deserves a little explanation, and you might think, come on, John, you could have done better than this. Fact is, I couldn't. There's a radio station in Trenton, New Jersey, and this wonderful announcer, John Dennett, used to broadcast for them occasionally. And when he would do so, he would make air check tapes on their cassette machine right there in the studios. Now, there were only two things wrong with the cassette machine right in the studios. The first thing is that it didn't play at the right speed. Honestly, honest to goodness, I swear, no. And the second thing is that it was full of distortion. So here we have, as best we have it, a recording of that wonderful announcer, John Dennett, on WBUD in Trenton, New Jersey.
You're listening to Mercer County's new choice for news and information, WBUD Trenton.
Now, wait a minute. That was not John Dennett. That wasn't me at all. Don't worry. It wasn't playing that bad a speed.
That's how President Reagan described that part of the summit with Soviet leader Gorbachev.
Okay, we went into NBC News, but did you notice the beautiful back timing? I brought that record right up to the ID, which is on a cassette, of course, on a cart, really. And then we hit the time tone right on. None of this stuff of playing music and then sort of fading it out after the time tone. No way. Now, after the news was over, that's where John Dennett's dulcet tones come on.
Louisville and second-ranked Arizona visits third-ranked Iowa. In golf, the Chrysler Team Championships continue today in West Palm Beach, Florida. John Bohannon on the NBC Radio Network.
Thank you, John. It's beautiful weather here in the Trenton area, eastern Mercer County, western Bucks County, and all that. I'm John Dennett. You're listening to Sounds of Your Life on WBUD at 1260 on your dial.
How do you like that Sounds of Your Life, gang? What do you mean, Music of Your Life? No, that's copyrighted. Sounds of Your Life on WBUD. Yeah, I was with them just a short time. Let's go out into central Pennsylvania now.
The only name you need to know is Jesus. That's Sandy Patty from our newest LP, On Word Records. You are listening to WPHBAM 1260 in Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania. 1260 on your radio dial. It's 10 o'clock, and that means it's time now for the Fraser Gospel Hour, and it's sponsored by Mrs. Robert.
Okay. Back in the early 70s when we started this collection on cassette tapes were not cheap, and so what we would do is pack stations as close as we could together just to prove that we had them on tape. We label those now as IDO tapes, ID only. And here's an example of a station in Erie, Pennsylvania, an IDO.
For you here at WLKK Erie.
That's an IDO every step of the way. However, we went back to Erie not too much later than that, and we picked up a little better ID for you.
Erie's only real rock and roll oldie station. WRIE, Erie.
I said a little better. I didn't say a lot better. Well, I can put up with that. Okay, now this next station deserves more time than we're going to give it. So what can I tell you? We'll give you two IDs from them. First of all, let's go out to the old ball game, football.
Station identification is Mutual, your network leader in radio sport.
You're tuned to 1260 Radio WNRK, Newark, Elkton.
Well, on the first series, Tom Pagna, the Irish did not try to run the football.
Okay, well, now that station is managed, well, the engineering part at least, is managed by the fellow that takes care of just about every radio station along the Atlantic coast. But this is his home station. This is the one that where it all began. When Dave Schmidt passes, we're going to put a bronze plaque on WNRK saying this is where Dave Schmidt was.
Forecast then for Newark.
But would Dave bring Belinda to one of our conferences? No.
Afternoon with a high of 74. Currently it's 70 degrees. I'm Belinda Bainbridge reporting on WNRK Newark.
Okay, well, Dave, if you're listening, bring Belinda to Aurora, Colorado, will you, for the annual conference this coming year? Okay, down into their nation's capital.
WWDC, Washington.
Good morning, this is Ed Hartley, WWDC News.
Now, there is a station in Kansas City that never gives the ID complete without having two voices, at least rarely. And Washington's WWDC used to do that, but now I notice all they do is change the syntax, if you will, of the word Washington after the call letters. You'll hear that they start a whole new sentence with the word Washington. It's complicated, yeah.
Here. 9 o'clock at WWDC. Washington is someplace special.
It's a legal ID. Now we have lots of distortion on this next one, but it's the only recording I have of WCHV, so put up with it.
Great oldies all day, great talk all night. Only on 1260.
WCHV, Charlottesville.
It's WCHV, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hey, a little bit warmer up into the mid-50s for Tuesday.
That's better.
Tonight, very cold, about 20 degrees or so. And tomorrow, like I said, highs up in the mid-50s, sunny once again. 40 outside right now at 1260J, WJJJ, Christiansburg, Blacksburg, Radford. Your forecast is brought to you by the Reed Lumber Company, Canoe's Trading Place, New River Oils, and Premier Computers on 1260J.
Okay, little lady, thank you very much.
WTWR, Asheboro, North Carolina, 330.
We're hoping to get back up to Asheboro on our way north this next June.
WKXR, Asheboro.
And we'll do better on WKXR with any luck.
Greenville Transmission at 1039 Cedar Lane Road before you run out of time.
Listening to WMUU AM 1260 in Greenville, South Carolina. Here's a verse to remember. Matthew 18:3.
Okay. Remember the old comedy routine that Bob and Ray had where they switched to Wally Ballou on the scene? They'd say, and now here's Wally Ballou, and he'd come in saying, Lee Ballou here. I don't know what reminded me of that particularly. We go now to the East Low Country of South Carolina, as they call it.
The hour's top story, a 23-year-old Greenville man is in jail this morning on a murder charge for yesterday's fatal shooting of his former girlfriend as she waited for a school bus. That's news. Sherry Reed reporting on the South Carolina Network.
WJOT Lake City, it's 11 o'clock, 52 degrees, and mostly clear.
Sounds like he's got a window in his weather office. That's a good thing to do. Well, anyway, that's nice music, but WJOT had to stop the song, of course, at some point, and they had to change their call letters.
Charles Stanley. Listen and now. In Touch, 7:30 a.m.
to the a.m.
7 p.m. weekdays on WOLS Florence, WRIP Lake City.
Which?
USA Radio Network News. This is Eric Rinderley in Dearborn, Michigan. This morning, a routine union meeting turned deadly.
Say, I'm reminded by the two time signals. WFLA in Tampa, Florida broadcasts its cues for its traffic reporters and its remote crews at 25.87 megahertz.
So if you have a shortwave receiver and a good antenna, someday, don't ever try this at night because the frequency closes at night. Listen to WFLA on 25.87. See if you can pick them up where you live.
That's your weather forecast from WTJH, East Point, Georgia.
That's been
perfectly good ID, right?
From Family and Gospel Radio. This is WTJ 1260 on the dial, East Point, Georgia, your home of gospel music. The time is 7:30.
I don't know why he felt it necessary to repeat everything she said.
At this time, Big Wolf Radio, WUFE Baxley, and WBYZ-FM began another broadcast day. WUFE operates with a license power of 5,000 watts at 1260 on the AM dial. WBYZ operates with a license power of 100,000 watts. Watts in stereo on the frequency of 94.5 on the FM dial.
You know, I figure with all that good music in the background, I ought to say something too. Because this concludes the travelogue for today. Indeed, our next station is Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And as I said at the beginning, we'll make it down to Florida this time. So looking forward to being with you. We'll continue the 1260 travelogue next month right here on the DX Audio Service. And now, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Thank you, sir, and welcome everybody to another edition of the column we call... So it is. Yes, indeed, dear friends. Time for another exciting edition of the column that lets you take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, as seen from various listening points around the country. Material for this column is contributed by DXAS listeners just like you, and in the coming months we'll be hearing from some interesting and familiar voices. John Bowker sent us a tape from the Great Northwest. That's coming up in a couple of months here. Tim Hendel also took a trip to South Dakota. Thanks for that view out there, Tim. That was quite interesting. I have a little band scan I want to do by daytime from Iowa, and got the raw material for that there. I haven't done the assembly yet, but... And also, Dab Skippelstein sent us a really nice scan from the Twin Cities, and I think you'll like the way he did that. So that and more coming up in the next few months here on your DXAS. This time, we're going to Denver, Colorado, and Wayne Heinen. But before we do that, I wanted to tell you that, see, this is February for you, but it's still Christmas time for me. And this holiday season found under my tree was a new GE Super Radio 3. So I wanted to give you my comments about that. I find it to be a lot more selective on AM than the previous Super Radios have been. And I think you'll like the wideband selection as well. But the tuning is a little bit touchy at the top end. You've got to really be careful when you tune back and forth, zeroing in and on the carrier. You can actually end up on another frequency without realizing it. A little touchier than it should be. But the wideband is very nice. If you've got a nice, strong AM signal with good quality, you're going to like that a lot. One thing that is would be a nice addition to the Super Radio 3 would be a 10 kilohertz filter. For example, you know, when you get close to the edge of the channel, you can hear the adjacent channel kind of whistling in the background. Let's see, I've got a sample of that here.
The jackpot for tonight's here the, drawing.
This is KOA right next to WHAS.
Make sure we have them right. Let's say that.
And you can hear the 10 kilohertz.
32 and 22. Best of luck.
Whine there. Now, I don't know if that'll come through the duplication process or not, but I have set up a filter in my effects processor here, which removes that. It's actually four notch filters in a row, very tightly tuned at that 10 kilohertz whine. And it removes that, but it doesn't remove any significant treble. I want to show you this. Listen, this is the unfiltered. Let's see here. This is unfiltered.
Car
right?
Wash and install next.
And here's the filter.
Below, weighing thousands of pounds, 85 KOA's Stephen Tubb says that's going to happen later today.
After a long road,
no filter,
hundreds of miles, you'd be ready for a
and
shower.
A filter.
But if you're Ralphie the Buffalo, you get ready for a car wash.
I think that will improve my AM listening for sure. All you need is $1,000 to buy an effects processor, and there you go. But a little notch filter like that for the GE Super Radio or any radio would definitely help a lot. A lot of people use real narrow, low-pass filters that lose a lot of the treble for you. But this is a preferred approach by my view.
Hi, this is Wayne Heinen.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot for the reminder, Wayne. I kind of forgot what we're doing here. This is a DXAS band scan column, isn't it? Anyway, it's Wayne's World this month. Denver by day, I guess we'll call it. And it's 5:30 through 10:90 this month on the band scan from your DXAS.
This is an interesting mess. What you're listening to right there is Cherry Creek State Park, about 4 miles away, with 10 watts. Stapleton International Airport. Also, a network of six CDOT, Colorado Department of Transportation transmitters that ring the Denver metropolitan area. We only have one TIS frequency available because we have a local on 1600. Let's move a little bit down here. There in the background is KKMX. You can hear a little bit of Spanish in there. That's from Las Vegas, New Mexico. And we'll go to 550, which is useless because of...
Put your light under any bushel, get up on that hill, and you shine.
56 KLZ.
Okay.
And there's 580. That's KZMX, Hot Springs, South Dakota, 500 watts. You don't have too bad of a signal over here during the day.
For a root canal, then pick out a new answering machine.
Here's 590. KCSJ down Pueblo. 600. KIIX. They're up in Fort Collins. There's 610. And the country station in there is Shadron, Nebraska. They're mixing a little bit with KSKE up in Vail, Colorado. 620, daytime mess caused by
until a year ago.
Right. She was
All Talk, the new All Talk, KHOW AM 630.
660,
every once in a while. Turn the loop a little bit. Window Rock, Arizona, KTNN. And they will get in here occasionally. 680.
On Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. That's the Holy Family Parish Summer Turnaround Festival, June 11th and 12th at Lakeview.
That squeak you hear is Wayne turning his loop. Could use a little oil, don't you think?
If you're looking for a home improvement loan or you'd like a loan for a newer used car,
KRMX. Generally, is a Spanish station. However, a lot of their commercials are in English.
Economies around the world.
710 is KNUS, another Denver local. Carry around 720. Occasionally, I've heard KDWN in the daytime, usually in the wintertime. 730 is going to be off to the east.
All right, let's go to Marv in Englewood, New York.
And that's Goodland, Kansas.
Of any individual or any couple
740
rent that property.
Is,
and so the First Amendment free exercise of the
can't think of the new call now. He's BKSSS down in Colorado Springs. 750. You can hear a little bit of country music in there. And that's Grand Island, Nebraska. Right next door to.
And so, being in denial, we just...
Another superpower talk station, KTLK. They're owned and operated now by KOA. 790.
It's Randy Fox here and his ex-partner, Bill Lloyd. Here is Sure Thing.
There's KXXX in Colby, Kansas. 800, our local KLTG. 810. 20, 30, 40. There's my favorite, KOA. Just kidding, of course. I'm about 8 air miles from the transmitter. And during the winter, I can occasionally null off the slop enough to get Evanston, Wyoming on 830 and West Point, Nebraska on 840. But being that this is springtime conditions, not really.
In fact, Wayne is so overpowered by energy at 850 that you can't get anything clear till 910.
To 910, KPOF here in Denver. 900, occasionally you'll get Columbus, Nebraska. During, especially during the wintertime, you can get a good null on KPOF. 920. 920 is Lamar, KLMR. 5 kilowatt day, 500 watt night. They have a listenable signal in here. 930. That's all Ogallala, Nebraska. KOGA at this point. Granby, Colorado went silent about a year ago, I guess, now. And they used to be in there also. 940, that was taking nothing.
AM 950 KYZO playing the greatest country songs of all time.
That.
Nine in front of two.
He will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Jesus said that. If anyone chooses to do God's will, find out.
That's two religious dominants there. We have North Platte, Nebraska, and Pueblo, Colorado. 970. 980 is pretty much useless.
It's an easy-to-read small pamphlet by
Pastor. And there's our local 990, sure, which word. Is...
And it helps you understand that the Bible clearly
can't even
claims...
think of their call letter, right? From KRKS.
At this point, we jump to 1010 kilohertz.
Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, decreasing late, highs 70 to 75, chance of rain 60%. I'll be back with a look at current conditions after this from Wickham Tractor Company.
As 1010.
Wickham Tractor Company.
Brush, Colorado. 1030. That should be a mixture of KTWO and KBUF, if I'm not mistaken.
This KBUF, KBUF 1030 from Holcomb, Kansas, is listed in my log as being a U4 station, directional both day and night, 25,000 watts by day and 1,000 watts at night. But there's a CP application in my log that shows they applied to go to a U1 antenna, non-directional, 1,000 watts day and night. Which would mean I might hear them here in Iowa, 10:30 at night. Haven't heard them yet. Don't know what the status was when Wayne heard them back in the spring of 1994.
1040, another semi-local Monument, Colorado, KCBR. 1060 is KLMO, Long Mile. 1070, 1080. Leading up to
Maddie Cleveland,
1090,
small market
KYBG, one of our all sports stations.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking, I'm looking at the paces.
All right, Mr. Wayne, thank you very much. I think we've spent as much time as we're allowed, and then some perhaps this month, but we'll finish that next month. Boy, that's interesting. I get some of those stations here in Iowa. Columbus, Nebraska, we can get that one. Of course, we also get the 950 from Denver here fairly well once in a while. So some stations in common with him there. If you'd like to send a tape to the band scan, we would love to hear from you, and I'll give you the address in a second. Also, when you're doing that, by the way, if you can find a way to put your voice on one channel and the radio on the other channel of a stereo tape, that's ideal because that lets me do the mixing and we can do a little tighter control over what happens there. So if you can't do that, that's fine. But if you can, that would be preferred. Send your tapes to me. My name is Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R. And I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. We see you next month.
Dave Schmidt again will represent the National Radio Club at the 1995 Winter SWL Festival in Culpeperville, Pennsylvania, March the 16th through the 18th, and I'm sure that he'll be happy for other National Radio Club members to join him at the NRC booth. Contact Dave at the DX Audio Service for more information.
Attention, please. Will the owner of this edition of the DX Audio Service please flip the tape to side 2?